Again, what is to visit in Spanish? To visit.
Visitar.
Visitar.
To prepare.
Preparar.
Preparar.
To decorate.
Decorar.
Decorar.
To reserve.
Reservar.
Reservar.
To invite.
Invitar.
Invitar.
What do you think to camp will be? To camp. Now, most probably you have just said campar, which is a good guess because you're applying the rules you've learned. Simply adding an AR onto the end will often have the effect you want. However, to camp is slightly different, and you'll find that there are a number of words that are slightly different where perhaps they don't change exactly as you expect or they have something additional. To camp is not campar, as you might think it would be, but instead is
acampar.
Acampar.
So it's like campar, but with an A on the beginning. So again, what would to camp be?
Acampar.
Acampar.
How would you say, can we camp here?
Podemos acampar aquí.
Podemos acampar aquí.
You may be finding it difficult to remember we can, as it's so different from the others. Again, some students remember it more easily if they think of hippopodemos, but it might not work for you. But you can perhaps keep that in mind to allow you to remember that it is a bit different. So again, one more time, we can camp here.
Podemos acampar aquí.
Podemos acampar aquí.
Now turn it into a question and say, can we camp here?
Podemos acampar aquí.
Podemos acampar aquí.
How about, can we camp there? Can we camp over there?
Podemos acampar allí.
Podemos acampar allí.
Or you may ask just for yourself and say, can I camp there?
Puedo acampar allí.
Puedo acampar allí.
What do you think to pay would be in Spanish? Following the rule again of adding AR, what would to pay be? You may well have said payar, because if you've just added an AR to pay, that's what it should be. However, there's a slight change in the Spanish in that the Y becomes a G. With that in mind, what do you think to pay would be?
Pagar.
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 So in this case, it hasn't added anything to the front, it's just changed the Y to a G. And you'll find there are a number of things like this in Spanish where there's a small change. But because they're similar, they do tend still to be easier to remember. So, how would you say, I can pay here?
Puedo pagar aquí.
Puedo pagar aquí.
Now turn it into a question and say, can I pay here?
Puedo pagar aquí.
Puedo pagar aquí.
Remembering the chili con carne, what is the Spanish word for with?
Con.
Con.
The word for card in Spanish, card, is
tarjeta.
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 To say with credit card, you will say with card of credit. So again, the word for card is
tarjeta.
Tarjeta.
And the word for of in Spanish is
De.
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 Simply spelt D-E. Credit is a word similar to the English, except you add an O on the end. So have a go and try to say with credit card.
Con tarjeta de crédito.
Con tarjeta de crédito.
So how would you say I can pay by credit card, or literally I can pay with credit card?
Puedo pagar con tarjeta de crédito.
Puedo pagar con tarjeta de crédito.
Turn it into a question. Say, can I pay by credit card? Can I pay with card of credit?
¿Puedo pagar con tarjeta de crédito?
¿Puedo pagar con tarjeta de crédito?
The person you're speaking to replies, yes, you can pay with credit card. How would they say that?
Sí, puede pagar con tarjeta de crédito.
Sí, puede pagar con tarjeta de crédito.
Alternatively, they may say, no, you can't pay with credit card here.
No, no puede pagar con tarjeta de crédito aquí.
No, no puede pagar con tarjeta de crédito aquí.
Of course, if you're not allowed to pay by credit card, you might need to check exactly how much it is so you can see if you've got enough cash to pay for it. So again, how would you say, how much is it?
¿Cuánto es?
¿Cuánto es?